Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, glory to God, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We are celebrating him. He is our wonderful Lord and Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, we belong to you. And we serve you with joy and gladness, because this program is all about you. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. Woo, glory. This is the day that our Lord has made. And you know what? We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what's going on, we give God all the glory. God bless you, Radio Land. The anointing of the Lord is upon you in Jesus' name. You know, we are moving quickly through into a brand new year. I tell you, God is good. He is awesome. And the goal is a brand new me, improve you for 2022. Let me say that again. A brand new improve me and you in 2022. Did you get that? A brand new you. And a brand new me, hallelujah, and improved in 2022. We give all the glory to our Lord, thanking him for bringing us through these many situations in this year. This has been a going through year, but God has been our keeper. He's been our healer. He's been our provider, he's been our protector, and not only our helper, hallelujah, but he is so faithful. And not only for our household, but your household. He has kept you down through this year, and we give God the glory. Renee, I'm going to call you in, honey. I thank God for what he has done for us this year. What say Amen. You about that?
You know, Mommy, this is such an exciting time. It is a time of new birth.
Yes.
Not only are we celebrating the new birth or the birth of our Lord and Savior, in this season. But yes. we are celebrating a new birth of ourselves.
Yes. In ourselves.
Going into
right.
a year that we have never seen before.
Yes.
Every day is a day of new birth.
New
Every
beginning.
Day
yes,
that
it is.
God wakes us up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is another opportunity
another
for us to
opportunity.
Give him glory, for
uh-huh.
us to bring him honor, for
yes.
us to proclaim his goodness, his
yes.
love, and his wondrous works in
That's
the land.
Right. That's
oh,
right.
I enjoyed what you just said. A
oh,
new and improved
new.
You
hey,
for
oh
2022.
Come on now. Come
a
on
new
now.
And improved
uh-huh.
you
improved.
For 2022.
Woo, yes.
This is a time of new birth, and I am so excited
yes,
about what the Lord is doing in the lives of the body of Christ and in the lives of others
yes.
all around the world. He is
yes.
moving by his spirit
yes,
like
he
has
Renee.
Never moved before. And
yes.
there are things taking place. Supernaturally,
mm-hmm.
that are going to be unexplainable,
mm-hmm.
except for the fact that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in
My
our
Lord.
Eyes.
Yes. Well, darling, it is always a pleasure and a joy to share these valuable airwaves with you and Radio Land. It is a pleasure, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the Little Ones program a few weeks ago. It was such a wonderful opportunity, and by God's grace, I am looking forward to the new year being with you, lifting up the name of Jesus, praising our Lord and Savior. What amazing God we serve. Amen?
Amen, Mommy. And I, too, look forward to being with you. And it is an honor and a pleasure to be on your program with you, to spend time with you, and to be able to share the Word of God with others around the world together.
Yes.
It
yes.
is just so beautiful. And you are such a blessing, and you are so precious, and I thank
oh,
God for you.
God bless you, honey. Well, this is what I need you to do. You go on and go forth with our introductions and radio announcements, giving honor to whom honor is due, and thanking God for our faithful listeners. We bless Radio Land. We bless you. I'm reaching out right now in the spirit. Oh, glory to God. I am speaking the blessings of God over you from the crown of your head to the tip of your toes, and that we are launching up and launching out, that the anointing of God will be over you, your household, your children. We are calling forth household salvation. We're calling mothers and daughters and fathers and sons to come on into the Lord's house, because it's going to rain. Oh, my Lord. So, sweetheart, go ahead. Ooh, ooh, I feel it. Yeah, higher. Glory to God. I feel the anointing
Hallelujah.
Of God reaching out
yes.
over the airwaves right
yes.
now for an improved you in 2022. Glory to God. Go ahead, baby. Woo.
Yes, yes. So first and foremost, we want to give honor and glory and all praise and adoration and homage to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is the head
yes.
of our lives and who has made all things for himself.
Yes.
The creator of all things, Almighty
yes,
God.
He is. Yes.
He is first and foremost the one who deserves all glory,
all
accolades,
all
praise, all worship. Amen.
Yes.
And we give honor and recognition to our pastors,
yes,
Chief Apostle
do.
Dr. Prince A. Miles, and Pastor Amen. Lady Monica R. Miles of the International
God
Gospel Deliverance
him.
Center Church of
yes.
Southfield, Michigan. And
yes.
we also give respect and honor coverings, our sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International,
yes, we do.
Apostle
yes.
Charles E. Ellis and Pastor mm-hmm. Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas.
Yes.
We thank God for allowing them to give us the privilege and the opportunity
yes.
to be on this platform,
awesome. Yes.
to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team,
yes.
all for the glory and honor of God, to
all
be able to share his word
and honor.
Throughout the world. And
yes.
we give them thanks and praise and honor on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any prayer requests or any praise reports of breakthrough or healings, and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please
yes.
do not hesitate to give
Thank
us
you.
A call at area code 214-897-9554. That's area code 214-897-9554. Or you can go to hnlcinternational.com. Please
yes.
do not hesitate to drop us a note and let us know how this ministry has blessed you. And if the Lord leads you to sow into this ministry, please
yes.
do so.
Yes.
Do so.
Please
do so. Do so. Out of the love and obedience of your heart that you have for him, not for
yes.
us, but for him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
because
right.
it is all about Jesus.
It's about him. Oh, glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, ooh, in the awesomeness of your presence, thank you for loving all of us, standing love,
yes,
that
Lord.
You gave us your treasured gift,
yes,
with
Lord.
Unselfish love,
yes,
your
Father.
Only begotten Son, Jesus.
Yes,
to come
yes.
into this world to die in our place, to render us free
yes,
from
Lord.
The penalty of sin and death.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Father, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Jesus.
Thank you.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much for sending sweet Holy Spirit
Yes.
to live and abide within us,
yes.
to lead us and guide us and teach us,
Thank
to
you,
encourage
Lord.
Us, to be our
yes.
comforter, and
yes,
so
Lord.
Much more. And as we go through each and every day of our lives, we are thanking you from the depths of our heart
yes,
for
Lord.
The love, your peace, your joy,
yes,
and your precious word that you give us on a daily basis.
Yes.
Your word is alive. Ooh, 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 glory to God. Your word is alive in us. And
yes,
in your name, we thank you. Dear Father, you made a way out of no way.
Yes, you
and
did.
And, dear Lord, we ask today that those who are listening, we're going to time right now, and those that are listening that want to receive your only begotten Son
yes,
and take them and take him as their Lord and Savior, we're going to open up that time right now. And so those of you that are listening to my voice, those of you who are in desperate need of changes in your life, who want to be a new creation in Christ Jesus, I want you to say this simple prayer with me, and I want you to mean it from your heart. Come on now, say this with me. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Do something new and improved in my life.
Do something new and improved in my life.
Help me.
Help
and
me.
Save me.
And save me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Ooh, amen.
Ooh. Now, those of you that prayed that little brief prayer,
hallelujah,
in your heart, the door of your heart is open. And by faith, we're sending ministering angels and laborers across your path to get in contact with you, to teach you, to bring you in, and never let your life be the same anymore. In the name of Jesus. Renee?
Yes.
God,
those of you who said that prayer, welcome.
Woo.
Welcome to the family
of God.
Come
on, come on. That's it right there.
Welcome to the life of the kingdom.
That's right. That's
welcome.
Yes.
Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first.
Uh-huh.
The kingdom of God.
The kingdom.
And
yes.
All of his righteousness.
All of his
and
righteousness.
All of these things
and
will be added unto
yes.
you. So those
yes.
of you who said that prayer earlier, accepting Jesus Christ as Lord
Come
of
on.
Your life and your
yes.
Lord and Savior personally, welcome to the family
yes.
of God. Welcome,
welcome
to the kingdom.
Welcome. Right.
And those of you who even repented and came back to the Lord during
oh,
that time of prayer,
God.
We say welcome home.
Welcome
we say
home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Oh, you know there's a party going on. The party.
Yes, there is.
Party.
Absolutely.
It's a hearty party going on.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, Renee, I thank you for that. You know, you don't, sometimes you don't make it to the birthing room. Sometimes you got to just come on forth right now.
Amen.
And so that's what has just happened.
Amen.
God is getting us ready for elevation. God is getting his people ready and upgraded in him for elevation. It is time, it is high time for the body of Christ, for you and I, for all of those who have confessed Jesus to allow God to perfect our goings, to perfect our way, to bring the kingdom of God on this earth. You know, we pray that prayer and we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. And that's what the Lord is working on us, to upgrade us, to improve us, so that we can be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ that can speak a word and let
Amen.
People know that Jesus loves them. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Would you read for me? I want you to read it in the New Testament and the Amplified Testament.
You mean the King James?
The King James, yes, yes, yes. Thank
okay.
you. The King James Version and the Amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 138, verse 8.
Psalm 138, verse 8. I will read it from the King James Version first.
Thank you.
And then we will read it from the Amplified Classic Edition second.
Yes. And could we ask those to please get their Bible? We want you to
oh,
highlight
yes. Yes.
Highlight these verses because we're going to need them in 2022 for a new improved you and me. We're going to need them. All right, sweetheart.
Amen. Psalm 138, verse 8 in the King James Version reads, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands."
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will perfect.
Thank you, God.
That which
there's
concerneth
that word, perfect.
Me.
Come on.
In the Amplified Classic Edition, it reads, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of your own hands."
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You want to just elaborate a little bit on that? And that word,
you know,
that jumps out at me is perfect.
Yes. Perfect. That jumps out at me as well. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. What concerns us? Whatever it is, you know that scripture, the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are, to them who love the Lord,
to them
and who
that
are the called.
The Lord. Yes.
To them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose.
That's right.
So no matter what the circumstances are, and we have been going through a lot of things this year.
We've been going through a lot. Yes, we have.
And the circumstances, you know, we do not give thanks for anything negative because God is good.
No, we
good.
Don't. Yes,
God is
time.
A good God, and all things,
yes,
all good and perfect gifts come from him.
Comes from
so
above.
We do not give thanks for, you know, the negative circumstances.
Uh-huh.
And yet, in a sense, we may have to
because
in the midst of those circumstances, God is perfecting,
he's perfecting
or maturing
us. Yes.
Or bringing us into a new self.
Yes.
A new place.
A new
of being.
Food. Yes.
So the Lord will perfect that which concerns me.
Yes.
Whatever concerns me, whatever surrounds me, whatever is connected to me, God is going to perfect that.
Make it perfect.
He's going to make it,
make
perfect,
it perfect.
And he's going to work all things together.
Yes.
For good.
Amen. Yes.
Because we love him. And we are the called as he has called us because we are all ministers.
Yes.
One to another.
Yes.
Ministers of reconciliation. We are all called.
That's right. We are all called.
By God.
That's right.
So he's going to work all things together for our good because we love him and because we are the called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Not
another,
our purpose.
There you go. There you go. In other words, he's going to complete what he started.
Absolutely.
He's going to complete and grow us up in him. Would now, in order for this to work, we have to do this by now faith-filled words.
Amen.
These words have to be now faith because that's the only way faith works. It's always in the now.
Amen.
And the words, we fill those words in our mouth. And when you read the scripture, to those who love the Lord, and we must put that in there. You know, a lot of people quote the scripture and they say, well, you know, all things work together for good. But they leave out to them that love, because when you love him, when we really love him, we're going to do what? We're going to obey him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read his word. We're going to cry. Psalm 57, 2. Do you have that near you? Psalm
yes, I do.
57, 2. Would you read that?
You want me to read it in the...
Please, both.
King James and the Amplified, correct?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All right. Psalm 57, 2. And we will be reading out of the King James first, and then
okay.
We'll go into the Amplified Classic Edition.
Please highlight these people. Please highlight these in your Bible. Mm-hmm.
Psalm 57, 2 in the King James says, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me.
Oh, now,
that's
you
powerful.
Notice that. Isn't that good? Who performs all things for me?
And the Amplified says,
go ahead.
I will
go
cry
ahead.
To God Most High, who
yes.
performs on my behalf.
On my behalf.
And rewards me.
Uh-huh.
Who brings to pass his purposes for
yes.
me. And
yes.
surely completes them.
And do what?
Complete he surely them. Completes them.
He will complete those things that we are crying out to him about. We did a lot of that. I did a lot of that. But God, I tell you, he's a good God. He's wonderful. Sweetheart, do you have Philippians 1 and 6? And would you read that in both translations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. So this is our third scripture that we have gone through this morning
mm-hmm.
so far on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 138:8 was number one. Psalm 57:2 was number two. And now we are in
mm-hmm.
Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6 in the King James Version says, being confident of this very thing, that he
yes.
which hath begun a good work in you will perform it
mm-hmm.
until the day of Jesus Christ.
Good
that is the King
that.
James Version.
Oh,
and now we
good.
Will go into the Amplified Classic Edition. And
yes.
that says, and I am convinced and sure of
I'm
this
convinced.
Very thing, that
Come
he
on.
Who began a good work in you will continue
uh-huh.
until the day of Jesus Christ, right
yes.
up to the time of his return, developing
uh-huh.
that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you.
Oh, you hit the word perfection. Perfection. You know, the beginning of this year of 2021, one of our declarations that we had declared and said that we were going to hold on to throughout the year was, and it's found in Ephesians 2:10, I am God's workmanship created unto good works today and every day of my life. These scriptures that are so powerful to take us through any and every situation that we are going through. And
Amen.
The Holy Spirit spoke this word, two words to me. And I want to share them with you, and I want to share them with Radio Land. He said, allow perfect. Allow perfection. Allow it. So I went and I said, okay, allow. What does that mean? Allow. Permit. Reckon. Give permission. admit, open up, take to take this thing, to receive it, allow in, allow perfect. And that's what got me started with perfect peace. You know, we were closing out, and we had that 21-day challenge that the Lord had given us about perfect peace. And the Lord said, my people, my children, been reading that scripture in Isaiah 26:3. He said, I will keep them in a perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. And because you trust in me, I'm putting it in my words, but you look it up, keep you in a perfect peace. So the Holy Ghost said, allow perfect, allow perfection to come into your life. You see, as the world system goes right now, the system, it's going lower and lower. Sin is prevailing. They're calling right wrong. And they're calling wrong right. The degradation of our society, the debauchery, it's getting darker and darker with morality. Perversion is glorified. Abomination is glorified. Rebellion is glorified. No respect for authority, witchcraft, idolatry. In other words, it's getting darker and darker. But the children of God, those of you who love Jesus, our light, Jesus said, let your light shine. And the darker it gets, the brighter our lights become. God's children, the righteous, God's holy people, we must raise the standard. We must go higher in him, in Christ Jesus. We must elevate, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. We must allow perfection. Jesus.
Mommy,
go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
As the Holy Spirit is speaking through you, when you say allow perfect, what we're really doing is we are allowing Jesus.
That's right. He is perfect.
We are allowing him.
Yes.
To do it.
Yes.
We are allowing him to bring us into a state of perfection.
Yes.
We are allowing the ability for us to be ye perfect as I am perfect, as he said.
That's right.
How do we do that except walking in the Spirit?
That's right.
Because in the Spirit is where perfection is.
That's where it is. That's where it is. He said, walk in it and live in it. This is why God wants to elevate us. He wants his children to come higher. Don't compromise with what's going on out there in the world system. Compromise is not God's will. Matthew 4:17. Jesus is preaching and saying to the people, repent, kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, I'm right here. I'm right here with you. I'm right here in your presence. a wonderful change is taking place. And God wants to perfect us and bring us up, making us new and improved. Repent only means, that's right, making us better. Repent only means change your direction. If you're going, and the direction we want to go is God's way.
Mm-hmm.
God's way, not mm-hmm. my own way. You know, people are talking about my truth. My truth. Mm. Ooh, mm. Lord have mercy. My truth? Uh-uh. God's way, the right way of doing things. Jesus said he is the way.
Mm-hmm.
John 14:6. He did not say, I am a way. They're teaching out there that there's many ways to get to God, many roads, many directions. That's not what God's holy word says. God's holy word says there is only, they don't like this, there is only one way, and his name is
Jesus.
Talk to me.
Jesus the Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, the Messiah,
the way,
the King of all kings,
yes,
the Lord of all lords,
yes,
Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
The beginning and the ending.
Yes.
The
Amen.
First and the last.
And the last. Matthew 5:48. Jesus is doing the talking here. He's preaching. And he said, these are his words. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, what does that mean to us? Because years, down through the years, we've been taught, oh, we're only human, and we're not perfect. But Holy Spirit is saying we can strive, allow perfect, that's Jesus, allow this word of God to teach us, allow perfect, allow perfection coming into our lives. Perfect, what does that mean? It means to be willing, to be obedient, to conform to God's word. Be transformed to his rules and regulations. It's a serious time that we're living in now. Our culture,
mm-hmm.
our culture is going, woo, not going up. Our culture is going down. Mm-hmm. It is a serious time, and this is why he's getting us ready for 2022, because we haven't seen nothing yet.
Mm.
We were hearing on the news that over 20,000 churches have closed their doors or removed their compromising and just falling away. The Bible says there would be a great falling away from the church. And it is so serious now, saints and Radio Land and those who love the Lord, to hold on to your stand. Do not compromise. Do not let down. Matthew 5:1-16. That's a good place to start. Jesus is preaching about attitudes, mental and spiritual attitudes, behavior and action that we do and say. And you know, in the beginning, and sis, darling, keep me, because I'm keep me posted with the time.
Yes, ma'am. We've got about 4 minutes.
How many?
4 minutes.
Oh, my. I won't even be able to go into the attitude.
Well, that's all right. We'll have to pick up next time.
We'll pick up next time, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll remember in Genesis when God said it was just dark, because there's no darkness in God. And God said, light be. And there was light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Jesus is saying, let us speak to our attitude, to our mental and spiritual behavior right now, and say, attitude be. We can speak light, and we can speak healing to our attitude, to our behavior, to our code of conduct. Mm-hmm. Conduct. So I'm going to stop right there.
And you know what, Mommy, on a brief note, it's so important that we understand that we are ambassadors.
We are
representing Christ.
That's
so
right.
Our behavior, our speech, our actions, the things we do, the things we think about, how we talk, how we are, should exemplify and line up with the Word of God.
Word of,
as you said earlier, conforming to God's Word.
That's it. God is so good. There's one last, I don't know how much I can do this. Can't do it. Okay. We just thank God for allowing perfection. We thank God for allowing perfect. And we're going to continue. In fact, we're going to be on this all of this next year about perfection and being perfect in Jesus. God bless you, my sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. God bless
God
you.
God bless
too.
You.
God bless
How
you
are we
too,
doing?
Mommy.
Is it time to say out? So
yes, ma'am.
Out.
Yes,
the
you
Lord
can give. Go ahead and give
you.
The priestly blessing.
Amen. Well, the Lord bless our people. The Lord bless Radio Land. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make your his beautiful face. His beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you his perfect peace. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
All praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to go out praising him. I want to go
out.
Hallelujah. I want to go out praising him.
Glory to God.
Good God.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We receive.
Oh, you are wonderful.
Perfect praise.
You are excellent.
We receive. Yes,
we
you
receive
are.
Perfect peace, oh God. You are wonderful. You are glorious. Oh,
precious.